Yeah, certainly was. Happy with the result, obviously, given the lack of rugby we've had over the last few weeks with the way the fixture list has landed for us. So I think that it did show at times today, maybe, but in fairness to the boys, they did what they needed to do to try and get a result out of it and progress as much as possible in terms of getting match time under the belt and being as sharp as we could.
And the scoreline certainly suggested, but how did your side enjoy playing at the new artificial surface at Irish Independent Park?
Yeah, they enjoyed it, all right, sure. It isn't completely alien to players, I suppose, now anyway, like with having played against Old Wisley and Donnybrook the last few years and Bowes over in the 4G in UL. But it wasn't kind of entirely alien as a surface. Made a difference, all right. It's different. The ball bounces a little bit different. Maybe it's just a little bit quicker and things the way things go. But same for both sides and all that. So that is what it is. I think the boys applied themselves as well as they could, but there's certainly enough for us there to improve on going forward.
And Limerick opposition up next now in the semi-final, Gary Owen. What better way, I suppose, to reach a final than to beat the defending champions?
Yes, look, it's another big step for us now, and it's obviously going to be a big game, not only because it's Gary Owen, obviously, in the local derby, but 1A opposition. And like you say, a shot at the final, someplace we haven't been for a while. So there's obviously a lot there that we can use as different means to decide to motivate yourself for the game or not. So I think that will always be up to the boys, really, that you would hope as individuals and as a group that they will find something that they want to motivate themselves to go and give their best performance. So you would hope that next week will drag that out of them.